not in service at this time. Fuck you.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome everyone to another
Radio Silence edition of the Hour Bomb. Fuck, man, I don't got nothing this week. That pay-per-view was fucking dumb.
Okay.
That pay-per-view was so dumb, it made me forget the word I had.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, welcome to another Whatever the Fuck Adrian's edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Meltzer School reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Extreme Rules may or may not have... Who am I kidding? It did blow. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert. There we go.
I was going to say, audience wasn't even going for it.
They were asleep.
Oh, okay. Because of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, we've all had a long day. Joined by my partners in crime,
the big bad booty daddy,
the disappointed Big Adrian Masters here. Oh, thank you. At least the crowd is on with me here.
And the jizz mopper,
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're too kind. I accept you. Go suck an egg.
Go suck an egg. I didn't realize we were in the 50s again. Anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Not well, man. I've been a little ill today.
Oh, yeah. Top or bottom?
Bottom.
Oh, you've been going boom, boom a lot?
A little bit, yeah.
Might have been those Fritos you had last night. They might have been a little old.
Wouldn't surprise me if you gave me bad food.
Well, maybe if you took care of yourself, too, that wouldn't be an issue.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
I'm just saying. Maybe. What did you have for dinner last night?
Pork chop with apples.
Pork chop with apples?
And baby carrots.
Obviously, that was something that your fiance made you, because I know you better than that to know you would not make something like that.
You would be correct, sir. That is 100% right.
You would eat a bologna quesadilla.
I have, and that was terrible,
it
too.
Was.
I don't know. I think if it's done right, it could be good.
Oh, no, it was gross.
Oh.
Because I had it, too. We were hungry. We were at my house. And we decided to make a bologna quesadilla, and it was freaking disgusting.
Okay.
It was probably one of the worst things I've ever eaten. Anyway, maybe she poisoned it. Maybe she's trying to kill you for your dozens of dollars in life insurance.
Yeah, it could be.
Even though she's not married to you yet, I think that's just the start of it.
And even though I don't actually have a life insurance policy right now, so.
Through your work, you do.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
They'll pay you,
I don't count that one.
They'll pay you one times your shit salary.
Yeah. So carry the shit and exactly.
Exactly. Heath, how you been? Kind of quiet over there.
I've been doing all right. Can't complain.
Looking at porn?
No.
Why aren't you?
Because I do
what
that
I'm doing right now.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah, but the difference between you and Heath is you're looking at real porn. Heath's looking at Disney porn.
No, he's looking at goat tranny porn.
What?
What?
Goats and trannies.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I've seen this in browser history.
I don't even want to know about this.
It is a scary thing.
I have two. I didn't know such things existed. Girl on guy on sheep. Anyway.
Wow.
Moving on. Well,
what can we say?
Lots of mouse clicking going on. You are right, beanbags. Or beanbags.
Yeah.
Speaking of beanbags, who we got in the chat?
Hey.
We have beanbags.
Ball cup. Woo.
And, oh, wait. There's no one else in the chat.
That's literally it.
God damn it.
I know.
I don't want to do a personal show for beanbags.
I don't mind it. He's okay sometimes.
Sometimes.
I mean, I noticed earlier we did have Paul Jordan and Kevin Crittenden in there, but for some reason they left before the show. I'm like, what?
Paul's probably out there listening somewhere still.
Yeah.
Paul's got the ninja setting on.
Yeah, he does.
It's like, oh, Paul's not here, and then he'll chime in. Hey, you're an asshole. Well, Paul is here. Never mind. And he knows me very well.
Yes, he does, which is scary.
I know. Well, I guess show normally works. Blah, blah, blah. It's a pay-per-view. We don't have a time limit.
Absolutely not.
So, you guys want to start this shit?
I say let's do it.
All right. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope. I am good, sir.
I'm good. Adrian, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Now, let's dive right into this, shall we?
Yes, let's.
As soon as I find it. There we go. Not a big fan of this one.
No, not either.
I mean, it's Fallout Boy. They're okay.
Yeah, they're all right. It's, you know, whatever.
All right. So Extreme Rules kicks off with the Intercontinental Champion not being there.
Right.
So who's Barrett going to fight?
Well, Barrett's going to fight Adrian Neville in the pre-show.
All right.
I'll take it.
I missed a good chunk of that match.
I did too because I was in the bathroom.
I was coming back from a baseball meeting. Well, from what I saw, it looked like it was a good match.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked the last few minutes of it I got to see. I'll probably go back and rewatch it on the pre-show, I guess.
I kind of think I'm going to have to at this point. I'm like, oh, I'll be fine when you will watch it. You know, yeah.
But hey, your winner, Adrian Neville.
The man that gravity forgot.
You know what? I would say Kevin's NXT music. Kevin was better than this new theme.
I don't have his NXT music. I don't mind this.
Oh, it's alright. I just liked his NXT theme better.
I know I don't have it downloaded. I can find it, though. I just don't. I don't remember what it sounds like. Is half the problem.
Gotcha.
So,
but anyway.
Anyway, we digress.
Yeah. Otherwise, it was pretty decent match.
Which made the tag team title match was moved to the main show.
Because it's always got to be on the pre-show.
Because usually the tag team match is always on the pre-show. You are correct.
Yeah. So anyway, on to the actual card. We had Luke Harper against Dean Ambrose in a Chicago street fight.
Yes.
So
these guys really kind of go at it for about 10 minutes.
And then all of a sudden, well, you know, as soon as they're getting to the back, you know, of course, every street fight has to go to the back.
Not everyone. There's been some shitty ones.
Yeah, that's true. But the good ones usually go to the back.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, so it spills out into the back, and Harper actually tries to get away in a vehicle that's, you know, just, of course, standing by, quote unquote. And Ambrose goes after him, and they drive off.
Yeah.
Match is still going.
It looks like we lost internet.
All right. Sorry about that. Looks like we are back on the air now. Gotta love technology.
Oh, yeah. So much. I love technology.
I don't know why my internet decided it wanted to sputter out there just that second.
I know.
I love it as much as I love this podcast.
Oh, then you love it.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, good. Okay. Anyway, so, Chicago Street Fight match, take it to the back, and what happens, Heath?
Yeah, well, let's see. There just so happens to be a vehicle right there.
With the keys in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Harper goes for the vehicle. Of course, Ambrose is trying to fight him back out of it, and doors got closed. Ambrose decides to jump through the open window, mind you. And off they go into the streets of Chicago.
And your winner? Oh, wait, we don't have a winner yet, do we?
No, the match is technically still going.
So,
to be continued. So that was part one of the match.
All right. And the crowd shit on it right there.
Yes, they did.
Why wouldn't they? Let's take a 20-minute break in the middle of the match. Why don't we, guys?
Yeah, I want to be in longer than 20 minutes.
Well, that's
but still, the, yeah.
That's the problem.
I can't really agree much more there, sir.
Anyway, so we're going to move on to the next match, I guess. Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
Against Sheamus for the Kiss Me Arse match.
It's like, really?
Kiss Me Arse. JoJo was the one in the doing the Lillian Garcia stand-in tonight. Mm-hmm. Looked like she had issues keeping a straight face for this.
Yes, she did. I mean, you could tell that she was just wanting to kind of just, belt out laughing.
Adrian?
Yeah, I did notice that that was a little, I don't know, weird. Why do they have, like, three different girls introducing people now? I don't understand that.
Well, they only had JoJo and Eden there tonight. Lillian was not around.
Nope.
That's true. I guess Lillian only does Raw. Is that the thing with it now?
I don't know.
Because I noticed it's. I can't answer these questions. These are things I need to know, Jason.
I don't have an answer for you, buddy.
And we don't have Paul Jordan in the chat room to help us answer these.
I know. What the hell, Paul? Come on. Anyway, so this match was actually one of the ones I totally was. Not even caring about one of the.
Yeah, I wasn't into this match at all. This match was just kind of there. The action was okay. Dolph Ziggler wins the roll up,
something like that,
which is kind of interesting because a lot of people were pegging, for Sheamus to be winning this, especially with all the stuff that Ziggler's been saying lately.
Right.
Definitely not been happy.
Yeah, I think we all... Oh, do you have our picks?
He should.
I know. So I'm saying, do you have our picks?
I do somewhere.
Okay, good. Anyway, yeah, your winner, Dolph Ziggler. And then, so of course, Sheamus has to kiss me arse of Dolph Ziggler. And it didn't turn out so well. Dolph Ziggler looked like he was about to fucking lose it the entire time. Because he kept telling Sheamus, hey, this is your match, not mine. This is your idea, not mine. Well, Sheamus already said that he was going to guarantee that he wasn't going to kiss anyone's arse.
But he was going to make Dolph kiss his.
Right.
Yep.
So Sheamus punches him in the balls.
Well, it was funny because the referee, Sheamus tries to dart through the crowd, and Sheamus, the referee's like, no, you got to get in there and kiss his ass. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's down there. It looks like it's going to... I was trying to figure out how they were going to do this. I didn't know if they were just going to pull the trunks up, if they're going to drop the trunks, because, it's TV PG. TV 14,
right.
Hey, there's Dolph Ziggler's ass. And I'm pretty sure I can see part of his scrotum. But he pulled it up, and he's getting ready to go, and punches him in the balls.
Yep.
Yep.
And then Bro kicks him.
Yep.
And then... face and rubs unconscious Dolph's face into his butt.
Yep.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Beanbag says it was a good match. Great match, even.
It was a good match. It just was like every other match they've pretty much have ever had.
Sheamus and Ziggler, yeah.
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 But they have been good.
Yeah, it's not, it wasn't horrible.
Just wasn't I just, this, liking the stipulation. On
the stipulation.
Just, the stipulation for this match kind of made it dumb, especially since it didn't mean anything.
Exactly.
Oh, no, and, I got to kiss someone's ass because that's never happened before on WWE TV.
Right.
So, yeah, it is what it is. I don't know. That's kind of how I felt on this whole pay-per-view.
Yeah, which, by the way, we all pegged actually Sheamus to win on that one.
And he did not, but he did, I guess, win kind of, so...
Yeah.
We'll call it a push.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Which, by the way, kind of going back a little bit, just a little bit here. You and Adrian pegged Brian to win. Brian didn't show, of course, because they...
So we throw that one out, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I picked Barrett to win.
Well, it doesn't matter because that match never happened. So it wasn't so the stipulation didn't kill the match for me. Honestly, I haven't given two shits about Sheamus since he's come back. He came back looking like the demented Red Rooster, and I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Still not liking it.
No. So moving on, the tag team title match between Kid and Cesaro and New Day sucks.
This was my second favorite match of the night.
Which we'd never picked, apparently, on that one.
Because it wasn't
official. It wasn't an actual match yet.
Yeah.
New Day didn't win the number one contendership till the match.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, it was actually a pretty good match. It was Big E and Kofi, was it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And against Kid and Cesaro. I did like when the New Day was out there when they first came out, and they're all doing the clap, and then... They're all like, what the hell? When everyone was chanting New Day sucks, that was kind of funny. I don't know. It was a good match. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed this match actually quite a bit. I thought it was my second favorite match on the card, actually, of everything that was happening tonight. Lots of good back and forth action. I love Kid and Cesaro working as a face because I think that the crowd kind of likes the athleticism of that team to begin with.
Yeah.
I love the Cesaro superplex on Kofi into the Tyson Kidd move off the top move.
Yeah.
I
love the Cesaro swing
into the drop kick.
That now this one wasn't great tonight, but it was still good.
I think that New Day is working great as the we should be faces. You should cheer for us, heel team. I think that works for them.
I think it does too. However, your winners. It's a new day. Yes, it is. And new tag team champions. New Day.
Yep.
Mark Jones probably went crazy.
Oh, I'm sure
he did. Yeah, I posted that on the Facebook.
I saw that. Finally, we'll let the black man up.
The New Day. Get the respect they deserve.
Nope. You know, we've already almost talked about the whole damn pay-per-view, and we've been on the air for 20 minutes.
I know.
And 7 of that was us bullshitting.
I know.
This was not a good show tonight.
It wasn't. Next up.
Hey, the continuation of the Harper-Ambrose match.
Yes.
They finally come back.
Yes.
Yeah, the New Day are doing their... I'll set it up a little bit, though. The New Day are doing their celebratory interview backstage when the SUV crashes back into the backstage area.
Yeah.
Do what?
And then, the SUV, New Day is doing their celebratory speech backstage about, you know, they won the titles. And then the SUV crashes into the backstage area again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then Harper rolls out, who was driving the vehicle. Apparently, somehow, Ambrose was driving on the way back.
Yes, exactly.
They traded.
Apparently, somewhere, you know, amidst the brawl, it's like, I guess Ambrose was trying to get back to the ring, and Harper decided to go along.
Harper was like, man, I'm tired of driving. Can you drive? And Ambrose was like, sure, that's fine.
I checked the time logs on this, though, Jason. This is not the longest street fight type match in WWE history.
No, the backlot brawl was.
Correct. This is second now, though.
How long was this?
This was an hour.
No. Was it really a fucking hour?
They Ambrose pinned him at 8:03, and the match started at like 7:04.
Holy shit. How long was the backlot brawl?
The backlot brawl went on for like an hour and a half, I think.
Jesus Christ, I didn't realize that. Well, actually, it's been a while.
I'd have to double check that. Hang on.
Beanbags are saying Piper Goldust being the longest.
Well, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
The backlot brawl is the...
Backlot brawl. I'm not, you know, an idiot savant like you two.
When it comes no, you're just an idiot.
Yeah.
Beat me to it. Anyway, so come back in, and you're a winner. And poor.
As soon as it comes up here, there you go. Dean Titty Master Ambrose.
Right guy won the match, I think.
Do what?
Right guy won this match, I think.
Yes, definitely.
I think what we're gonna see is we're gonna end up seeing Dean Ambrose maybe win the King of the Ring.
Which they're bringing back Tuesday.
Yeah, apparently the quarterfinal matches are going to take place on Raw, and then they're going to have a special on the network where the semis and final are going to be on Tuesday.
Cool.
I'll take it. I remember when the King of the Ring meant something.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now it's a network special. At least it's not on Raw.
True. We'll take it, I guess, part of it.
But the cool thing about King of the Ring was you had to win 3 matches in 1 night to become King of the Ring.
Now they're kind of spreading it out.
Well, it took place over weeks on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, and that was just stupid. And then even when they had it on the pay-per-view still, they shortened it down from 3 matches to, like, 2 matches, and then finally down to the championship. I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
It went back and forth the last few years. It was actually a pay-per-view, though.
They should have stuck with how they had it in, like, the mid-90s.
Yes,
like, when Bret and Owen and Austin and all them won it. And I don't even think Austin won 3 matches that year.
Austin only won 2 matches on the pay-per-view, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But the year after that, Triple H only won 2 matches. But I think Billy Gunn had 3 matches. So okay. They changed it around over and on, depending on what was going on at the time.
I gotcha. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, hopefully it does something for him. But let's look at the last few King of the Rings. You had King Booker. That did nothing for him. King Sheamus did nothing for him. Fuck, William Regal even won King of the Ring. That didn't do anything for him.
No, unfortunately.
King Titty Master.
Now that has a good ring to it.
Yeah, it does. Next up, our United States Championship match between John Cena and Rusev in the Russian Chain match.
Yes.
Boy, I'd love the Russian Chain Lana up.
Wow, wow.
Fuck yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Clay Aiken.
Well, true.
You asked who wouldn't. Clay Aiken. George Takei. Oh, he
probably would not. You're correct.
George Takei.
Yeah, yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Okay. And the list goes on.
Probably you, because I think you've won that category.
I looked it up on Wikipedia. They do not have an official time listing for the Val Hollywood Backlot Brawl.
No, but that one did last a while, because remember they spliced in the footage of the fucking...
Bronco Chase.
Yeah.
With OJ. Yeah.
All right, so Russian chain match. The rules of this were simple. It's like a strap match.
Except with the chain.
Yeah. So it's a strap match with the chain. And you have to tag all 4 corners. First off, let me ask you guys a question.
Yes.
I've never been a fan of this kind of match.
I don't mind them. It's actually one of my favorite stupid gimmick matches like that. But
they can be good. They can be good.
Okay.
They cannot be good in TVPG.
All right, give you that one.
There you go.
Okay, so remember back in the olden days before they tried to get all high tech, and if you touched a corner, the referee would just signal that you touched the corner?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Anytime they have this match now, they try to get all high tech, and they put lights on the turnbuckles, okay?
Yeah. Right.
So the match starts off with Rusev splashing Cena into the corner. Technically, they both touched the corner, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
They acknowledge that. However,
The idiot that works the lights couldn't figure out how to turn the right lights on.
Yeah, I noticed that at first.
Well, I mean...
Don't you think?
And I think it's once Michael Cole actually said that the green signifies Cena and the red signifies Rusev, that's when the guy was like, oh, that's right.
Well, don't you think that, A, they would have figured that out to begin with, B, they tested it out to begin with, and C, it can't be that fucking hard.
I know. Green, red.
Anyway.
I know.
Having said that, I kind of do like the light up, the lights on the turnbuckles. Kind of adds a little bit to it, but...
Yeah. I actually like the thing that kind of happened... in this match where they both had touched all three corners except for the one towards the end. I thought that was kind of a cool setup. Yes. I thought it would have been cooler if they had both lunged for the turnbuckle.
That would have been cool. Then it'd be like, okay, which one actually did touch it first?
Okay, so before I say this, do you guys think this is... Well, obviously it's not the end of it because it's what, I Quit It Payback?
Oh, that is correct, yes. There's an I Quit match now booked for Payback.
Okay, so... How I think they could have set this up better would be they each touch two corners of the same, okay, and then they're both going for I'm trying to think of how I could explain this. They've each hit three turnbuckles, but the fourth one that they both need to hit are diagonal from each other. So Cena's pulling towards one turnbuckle. And then diagonally from that one, Rusev's going for that one.
And the chain breaks.
Yes, and they both hit it at the same time.
That would have been cool.
That would have been all right, too.
I would have been okay with that. I'd be like, okay, that. But really, Cena's beaten him twice now at pay-per-views? We have to have an I Quit match at Payback? Really? Come on, really? Yep. Which, by the way.
Hang on. But in their defense of this match here, which I think this has been their weakest match that they've had in their feud so far. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but I'm just fucking sick of, like...
Cena, it did take, what, two or three FUs to put him down?
But I just... Oh, yeah, by the way, you're winner. All right, that's enough of that shit.
Yeah.
Cena wins, retains. Rusev throws Lana out. Not really sure why, but he does.
Well...
She was getting cheered from the crowd, and he has heat back.
Yeah. But, to me, it just seemed like nobody brought it tonight.
For the most part, I'll agree with that.
And
with one exception.
What pisses me off is that now, in 3 weeks, we've got Payback. Payback is in 3 weeks. So now we get an even more rushed pay-per-view. It's like the build to WrestleMania was okay. It didn't feel like WrestleMania season. They got 4 weeks to put on Extreme Rules, which they might as well just call it a stupid fucking pay-per-view because no one really cares. The concept of Extreme Rules was good back when it was true. Now it's just like, whatever. It's fucking stupid.
There was only like, what, three gimmick matches?
Let's see. We had the Chicago Street Fight, the Kiss Me Arse match.
Oh, no. Okay. There was five gimmick matches.
Okay. But still... None of them were... You can't do an Extreme Rules pay-per-view in TVPG.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I mean...
It doesn't work as a concept.
I mean, I can understand whenever they started doing the Extreme Rules that...
TV-14 and it was ECW, but yes. They got rid of... I got it. It was decent back then, but now it's just... It's forced.
And I could just see Paul Heyman in the back just...
And how,
going like,
how can you beat somebody with a steel chain and then not get cut open?
Yeah, that's the other thing. There was a spot in this match I did like. It was right at the beginning when Rusev knocked Cena out of the ring. And then Cena went over the top rope, and then Rusev went under the bottom rope, and then fucking just...
Was stringing Cena up by his arm.
Yeah, and then just beating the shit out of him. I liked that spot.
No, that was good. But still.
Moving on. Divas match.
Naomi versus Nikki Bella.
Is Naomi trying to be the black man Sable now?
You know what? To answer your question, but I have another thing for her. I got to save for another segment.
Okay. Anyway.
You can probably guess what it is and where it's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, your winner. There's not a whole lot we need to talk about here.
Thank God. You can't dream
it on the star. And I hate Nikki Bella as champion, but I didn't think that Naomi was the right choice to beat her, so...
No.
Yeah.
And I was the only one to choose Bella to win.
Really? Did I really?
Well, the chat also chose Bella. But you and Adrian chose Naomi.
What the fuck were we thinking?
I have no idea what we were thinking.
Huh.
And of course we did all peaks.
I thought there was a chance that... I didn't want her to win, but at the same time, I thought she was going to. So...
Yeah, that's on. I think that's where you guys were thinking on that one.
I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck I was thinking, but
that they were probably going to get the title off of.
Now that I, okay, never mind.
But
moving on.
Yes,
the pooping match, Roman Reigns against Big Show.
I totally disagree.
Hold on.
Best match is a Big Show match.
Well, okay. It was billed as the pooping match. And I kid you not, I almost fell asleep during the intros. I was just like, I don't want to watch this. I'm really fucking tired. I'm really fucking sore today. And I'm just sitting there. I was finally at a state where I was kind of relaxed and not hurting. And I felt the eyelids droop. And I'm like, oh, shit, I can't fall asleep for this. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, if I really fall asleep during this match... Not the end of the world. It's a Big Show match, you know.
Right.
So I was like, okay.
You're kind of almost expecting it to be like
a typical Big Show match.
Yeah, a lackluster one.
Yeah. Okay. Holy shit, I was kind of wrong.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of us were.
The one thing I didn't get about this match, and this was the one thing that I was like, okay, what was the point of that? Was the Big Show being like, no, we're not using tables, we're not using tables, and then all of a sudden he's like, all right, choke slam through a table.
Yep, exactly.
When did that happen?
which part?
Where he was like, we're not using tables.
The first time, a couple times Roman Reigns tried to get the table out from underneath the ring, like the Big Show like knocked it away and kicked it back into the ring and said, nope, not happening.
Oh, I gotcha.
Then he got another one out and Roman Reigns set it up, and then the Big Show just punched through the table and said, nope, it's not happening.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. And then Roman Reigns set up the two, and then Big Show's like, all right, chokeslam through the table.
Right.
Anyway, you know, this match was as good as it could have been for TVPG, because this kind of stuff you got to be real careful about, because they don't want blood. And this is one of those.
They destroyed the shit out of some tables at the ringside area, man.
They did. Oh my God!
So you got to be real careful in this match, because anything you're going to do can potentially cut you open. I mean, they were using steel stairs, they were using tables. That's really all they used, wasn't it?
The stairs, the tables, kendo stick, Keith's favorite hardcore weapon of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, got broken half.
I want to give a quick shout out to the Ambrose Luke Harper match real quick. Little bit of maybe a homage to Mick Foley and Terry Funk when they were throwing all the chairs in the ring.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe a little, you know, nod to them, I don't know. Anyway. God, these two beat the shit out of themselves. And, I mean, you had fucking Big Show going through the timekeeper's area. You had Roman Reigns just eating knockout blows. I mean, you had tables going on. You had announce tables getting shattered because
That's when we finally got a holy shit chant from the crowd.
We got a holy shit chant when Big Show chokeslammed Roman Reigns through the two tables.
Yeah, when he chokeslammed him over the top rope through the two tables on the outside, yeah.
Yeah, that's where he got our first one. Roman Reigns hit Big Show with the spear from the English table through the Spanish table. I mean...
Then he flipped the English table on top of the Big Show.
Because Big Show again got up. Now, I thought for sure that when he took the chokeslam through the tables, that was it. I really did. But... Let me tell you, sometimes the commentators give it away. The way they were talking, I'm like, oh, he's getting up. He's getting up.
Yeah, okay. I'm not a big fan of the commentating style of any of these three.
You don't like JBL?
JBL's okay. JBL's good at being a heel, but he's not good at being a commentator heel, I guess. I like his attitude that he has about certain things, but when he's trying to like call certain things as they're happening, I don't know. Sometimes I just get lost in the translation. But I think that could also be that I don't like Michael Cole a whole lot, and Jerry Lawler's lost his edge completely.
All right. I see what you're talking about. I think I agree.
I wouldn't mind seeing like a JBL, Corey Graves, and Renee type of commentating.
That could be all right.
Never happened, though.
But, I mean, you see where I'm coming from. I mean, you got Corey Graves being the one that is going to be the one that does all the actually explaining the moves and things like that. You got Renee, that's the good voice. Person, the voice.
The play-by-play.
Yes.
And then JBL's your color commentator.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I like it. But I know it'll never happen because they got Michael Cole.
Yeah, I know.
As much as I hate to say it, Michael Cole's the new Jim Ross.
I know.
Michael Cole's their guy.
Unfortunately.
But anyway, we digress again.
Anyway.
And our winner.
Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Because he uses the English table, flips it over, and then stands on top of the table so Big Show can't get up.
Which I don't think that's technically legal, but whatever. There's a lot of shadiness going on at this pay-per-view.
Well, also, well, let's look at one of the more infamous ones I can think of. WrestleMania 10, Crush against Macho Man. Macho Man fucking strung Crush up and won. Let's talk about the other Last Man Standing match I can think of. How about Cena against Ryback 2 years ago? Who won that match?
Okay, in both of those 2 inches, Jason, though, the opponent didn't stand on top of the other opponent to keep him from winning.
No. I'm not saying that this wasn't kind of shady. I'm just saying a lot of these have ended shady. Let's not forget.
Well, yeah, most Last Man Standing matches do end in some sort of like gimmick shadiness going on. But, I mean, to physically be just standing on top of your opponent, I'm like, really?
Let's not forget that Batista got duct taped to a ring post.
I forgot about that. If he could have found a way to take his boots off, he would have been fine.
But it was against Cena, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cena taped it to where he couldn't. I mean, he fucking taped his feet in there. Good.
that was hilarious. Oh, yeah.
He couldn't unlace his boots.
Yeah, he would have had a very hard time.
I wonder if that was the infamous, I hate you, Batista. I hate you, too.
That was about the same time.
I know, I'm wondering. Yeah!
Because that was Batista's last match before he left.
Yeah, it was. Because he quit. Yeah, so that was the I hate you, Batista moment.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you, Batista. I hate you, too. Your main event. Steel cage match. Seth Rollins.
RKO
is banned. Your gatekeeper, which Kane. Just fucking Kane. Sounds stupid. Kane. I don't know. Someone take it.
You know, solid match all around.
A lot like I do. Because the hype that was on this match just did not live up to the actual match itself.
I liked Orton pulling out the pedigree.
That was kind of cool. I was actually down here in the studio getting set up, and I had it going on the computer. And I look over, and I'm like, is he going to pet? Yep, yep, there it goes. Can't use this move. He'll use other moves.
That's right.
So, J&J Security, when we get towards the end of the match, and Orton's trying to convince Kane to let him out. Kane won't do it. Kane gets up and on the stairs and is blocking the door, preventing Orton from getting out. Seth Rollins runs at it and dropkicks Kane through the door. At this point, Kane loses his shit. Decides he's going in there. Rollins and Orton are trying to crawl out the door. Kane slams the door on both of them. Kane stomps into the ring with J&J Security. Ends up chokeslamming both of them. Then he chokeslams Randy Orton, then he chokeslams Seth Rollins, and then rolls Seth Rollins on top of Orton. Orton gets covered for the 1-2, and kicks out. Okay.
Huh? All right,
were you going somewhere?
No, I was just saying kick out.
Were you cutting me off?
No, I was just saying kick out.
Yeah. All right. So at that point, Kane goes to Tombstone Orton, but Orton reverses it and RKO's Kane, which technically isn't in the match, so it doesn't matter that he uses it on someone that's not getting the match.
Right.
But then Seth Rollins hits Randy Orton with the RKO, the move that's supposed to be banned for this match.
Hold on. So Seth Rollins hits Randy Orton with the move that was supposed to be banned.
Yes.
Because it didn't specify only Orton was banned from it.
That's correct. It was never stated that. It just said the RKO was banned.
Hmm.
Could we see a technicality coming up?
Go ahead, Adrian. Finish it.
Now, then Seth Rollins crawls out and escapes the cage and is declared your winner of the match and still champion. Now, here's the big thing with this.
Okay.
Is, granted, I'll give you that the RKO was supposed to be banned, but even if Seth Rollins is disqualified for it, he still walks out the champion.
Yeah, you're right.
Because even in a cage match, the title wouldn't change hands on a disqualification, at least I would think. Because that wasn't a stipulation.
Let's not forget, he's the authority's bitch. He's our golden boy.
Yes.
So he could have done anything. He could have whipped his dick out, and they would have been like, oh, no, hey, it's legal, it's okay, it's whatever.
Right.
So I
don't know. I mean, the ending of this match has kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
This whole pay-per-view, I didn't enjoy it. I think this was put the icing on the cake of what I said last time. It was just not going to be a good pay-per-view.
Well, okay, let's...
But we've said that before, but this is the first time I actually felt that it really wasn't.
Dude, the build-up to this was shit.
Yeah, except for the main event. Yeah, you're right. I agree. Yeah. I thought the main event was built up nicely, but didn't actually deliver.
Exactly.
And, so, you know, I thought the Cena match had a potential to be decent. I mean, it's Cena. He brings
it. The other two matches Cena and Rusev had been really good. This one, the stipulation, I think, hurt this match more than it helped.
That's why they just got to get rid of these stupid extreme rules. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. And this era, it's not going to happen. At least not the right way.
So, we want to give grades for the pay-per-view overall?
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right, Heath, you go first. What's your grade for this?
I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay, why a 5?
Are we doing letters or numbers?
Numbers.
Okay.
Out of 10, just keep it simple.
Yeah, exactly. I give it a 5 because, I mean, there were some decent decent moments throughout, you know, the whole night. I mean, the Divas match was actually somewhat decent. Of course, you know, the Big Show and Reigns match wound up being better than what we expected, so that kind of helped out a lot. But I mean, otherwise the whole night was just really kind of lackluster.
All right, Jason, what do you think?
Oh man. I give it a 3.
3. Wow. All right.
That's going low.
Being generous. A 1 is really probably what it was a fucking terrible pay-per-view. There was nothing that just it felt like a overhyped Monday Night Raw.
So, just did you go 3 because you thought the Reigns Big Show match bought it up at least a couple notches?
That and yeah, I got to see Nikki Bella. Really,
I'm gonna go in between you two and say a 4.
Okay.
The main event ending was dumb. The Kiss My Arse match being the stipulation was useless and didn't even really make any difference. That was stupid. I didn't like the way that the Ambrose Harbor match, they left and then came back. It felt, it would have been better off if, and we didn't talk about this at all, but, Diet Bray Wyatt came out for his little speech.
Yeah, I didn't see Bray Wyatt.
Right. But if Harper and Rowan had, or Harper, I'm sorry, Harper and Rollins had come back while he was doing that, while he was in there, and then he would have got obliterated by both of them, that would have made that better.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, I stand corrected. He did not use an RKO. He used a diamond cutter to win the match.
Oh, is that the official statement?
No, I saw a meme on Facebook on Jericho invented that. It says, chill out, guys. I used a diamond cutter.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Technically, if you watch how the move was done, it was more diamond cutter than RKO.
Man, so I'm looking at some of the reaction on this, and like some of these pages on here. Not a bad show. Honestly, what do you guys think? Really? You don't think it was a bad show? Oh, well, no. The pay-per-view wasn't that bad. Really? Huh. I don't know.
Yeah, but they hated the Royal Rumble so much more, which I thought was a little bit better of a pay-per-view. I don't know.
There's one more that I found. It's another meme. What the hell, Seth? No one kicks out of the pedigree. That's Triple H. Anyway.
Memes will be flying all over the place.
Yeah, this pay-per-view was shit.
Yeah, I hate to hate on something a whole lot, but there was not a lot of good to take away from this pay-per-view.
No, this was absolute, total, complete, and utter shit. Except for those couple things that we talked about.
Well, shouldn't that bring us to our next segment then?
That actually will, once I find the sound drop of... there we go, Adrian, go ahead and go.
All right.
Beanbag says, compared to the build, the pay-per-view was good. I don't know about that.
Well, actually, I can't argue too much about that because, yeah. Anyway, so my worst things is Naomi's shoes.
You know, I like her shoes. If I had shoes...
You know who should wear those shoes?
Who?
Chris fucking Jericho. Move on.
Yeah, okay.
He's right.
You know, if I could have shoes with glow sticks in them, I would totally wear them.
You know, I like the fact that they changed colors. I thought the shoes were cool. I'm like, but yeah, that's not something that I think you should be wearing.
No. And what was up with her entrance with the stupid hat and the whole, like, dancing to the song and, like, doing the same?
I have no idea. It made no sense.
Yeah.
Is this her new thing?
Her husband's out. She doesn't have to stay being a good, being a face because she's associated with the Usos. I guess it's their way to do something different with her. Hey, let's try this out. By the way, we don't have enough heels already here on the Divas division. We need you to turn heel too. Yeah, we need you to shake your ass and look retarded coming out. Can you do that?
Excellent.
No.
She pulled it off successfully.
Yeah. Other than the obvious there, my what stinks, the fucking pay-per-view. Just the whole fucking thing.
Okay.
It was 3 hours of my life. I'm not getting back.
I feel that way whenever we watch for almost time, I'm not going to lie.
I don't anymore, but just this pay-per-view was just... God. Yeah. Ugh.
Well, my biggest...
It didn't feel like pay-per-view. It felt like it was just... It wasn't even mailed in. They put the letter in the envelope, and they never made it to the mailbox.
Yeah. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Well, my biggest what stings for the night is just the fact that they split up the street fight. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, even if you're going to be driving off, at least have somebody going there with you, you know, wherever you're going, and say, like, you stopped somewhere, got out and fought more. At least show that, you know? But no, I mean, they just totally cut it in half.
Was the SUV white?
No, it was black.
That would have been hilarious if they would have used white paper and then went to the Bronco. Not many people would.
Oh my God!
As young
thank
as
God,
the,
no gloves were involved.
As young as the wrestling crowd is nowadays, they no one would get it. Beanbags, what stinks? Commentary.
Yeah, the commentary is kind of bad.
They didn't even bring it tonight either. It was just
the whole. Yeah, the whole pay per view was just like, bleh. Can
you dig it, sucker? Why can't you dig it? By this time next year, there will be no more Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Sadly, I can't dig it.
You think they're going to keep it around?
I do. Because Vince loves it.
Ugh.
Yeah, but how much longer is Vince going to be the one saying yes?
Until he dies.
Pretty much, and I don't think that's going to be in the next year.
I'm going to say...
And to be clear here, I'm not saying that Vince McMahon... It would be better off if Vince McMahon did die, but... There are some things that he still hangs on to that I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
Like what, Adrian? Other than this pay-per-view.
This pay-per-view concept, the fact that you have to be like 6'5" to be a champion half the time, his hard on for really big dudes, it's, yeah.
He loves the cock.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
He doesn't think Cesaro connects with the audience because he's foreign. It's,
yeah.
And that's
there's
bullshit.
Some ideas of Vince McMahon hands that I just don't get.
Yeah.
Which at this point we all know that's bullshit because, I mean, yeah, when you have them going against New Day, it sucks. yeah, they're
yeah,
the ones that are actually the one.
Super into Cesaro tonight.
Yes, they were. They were into both of them. All right. Why can you dig it? Extreme Rules is going to go down as the worst pay-per-view for the 2015 year.
I can take that.
It can't get any lower than this, I don't think.
I dig that. What do you think, Adrian?
I want to dig it, so I'm going to. I don't think there's going to be a pay-per-view the rest of the year that's going to be as bad as this show was overall.
Let's see. B-Max, can you dig it? Rusev goes after the vacated Intercontinental title.
I can't dig that because he's still going after the U.S. Championship next month, and I figure there'll be a new Intercontinental Champion by then.
Yes.
Yeah. Adrian, you got one?
I do. Can you dig it? Adrian Neville wins your Intercontinental title.
I'll dig that.
Vacation.
Dig it. Dig it. Dig it.
Absolutely. You didn't even have to finish that. Done.
It's like Neville winning a title. Yes.
That's what I would have guessed. All right. Moving on. It's time for America's favorite game. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams! He took it on his face harder than Extreme Rules. Take it in your ass.
Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a Shifry show. Not valid on pay-per-view nights. All right, you ready?
I am ready.
I think you'll get this first one.
Okay.
After then, you're kind of fucked. Ready?
Okay. All right.
He's giving me that look.
Really?
Yeah, he's giving me the look.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm starting to see a guy talking with Adam Sandler, and his characters talk about, you know, one point they talk about the hammer.
So, Jason, do you have any answer for us?
Goldberg. Goldberg.
Good
job.
Would this have changed it any? Oh, no, it's the same one. I thought it was the one from WCW.
Much, yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Because that one's a little bit different. All right, so you're one for one. You ready for number two?
All right, let's go for number two. What the fuck?
Hey, 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 hey.
I feel like I should be Russian. And I should be dancing.
And your time starts now.
Question is, which Russian?
You are not right, beanbags. Can he guess it? No, he can't.
At least, am I at least right on the ethnicity?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
No, you're not.
Okay.
There's your lifeline. Do you have any answer for us?
I do not.
The correct answer we're looking for is the one, the only, the infamous Barry Horowitz. He was a jobber that got a win, and then they pushed for like 2 seconds, and then
He
was hot for about 3 months.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. All comes down to
like,
now
you said the name. It's like, okay, I remember.
Remember, and he had that stupid handprint on the back of his jacket because he always used to pat himself on the back before his match.
Right. Because nobody else would give him the pat on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
All right. Here's the last one. All right, I'll give you a few seconds on because of the intro, but your time starts now. I didn't realize how like much like the beginning of that sounds like Cesaro's old music.
I was going to say, it's like all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, is that Cesaro's? It's like, but it can't be.
Yeah, Jason, I'll be honest with you. If I didn't handpick that one, I would have had no idea.
You know, I'll even give you that one. I might not have known to guess that one.
I have no clue on this one.
All right, well, Heath, you got it wrong already, but I'll give you a hint. The first one was Bill Goldberg. The second guy was Barry Horowitz. Do you at least know what the theme this week would have been?
Jobbers.
No, Goldberg.
Goldberg wasn't a jobber.
He was Jewish, you ass.
They're all Jews. The last
one was Dean Malenko.
The real Dean Malenko, not Dean Malenko.
Wow. That was the theme?
Jews.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I honestly didn't think we'd finish up in less than an hour.
Well,
do we have nothing else?
We weren't going to spend a lot of time talking about the crap fest that was pay-per-view. But hey, you know what?
What?
We got a couple things we can discuss.
We do. Oh, yeah, we do. We got some other stuff that we can talk about.
Time
Are
killer.
You talking about our messages we got?
I did.
Okay. Yes. We did get a couple messages.
And posted now, on the Facebooks.
Before we get to the messages, though, I think we should go ahead and say, are we going to go ahead and return the bed of the summer next week?
When are we going to draft? When are we starting the bet?
I was going to say, do we want to draft next week and then start the week after?
And go win, to win?
SummerSlam?
I don't want to go like 4 months, man. That's kind of crazy. I don't know about that, man. Because start next week is May, and that's traditionally what, late August?
I'll give you the date for SummerSlam in a second.
All right. Because we'd be going almost 4 months. Ugh. That, I don't know if I want to eat an ass.
August 23rd.
Ugh. Let's hold off till after Payback.
Okay.
That way it'll give us all of June, July, and the build up to August. Sound like a plan?
All right, I guess that's fine.
Okay, so we did, however, discuss what we're doing. It's a game called Good or Gross. The loser has to play Good or Gross. What that is a Jelly Belly?
They're Jelly Bellies, yeah.
So the loser has to eat 5 Jelly Belly jelly beans. No, it's not just any Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Well, hang on, Jason. I want to throw one more thing on this.
What?
The loser has to eat 5. The guy that comes in second has to eat 1.
Nope, not doing it.
Just 1.
Nope, not doing it.
You got a 50-50 shot, man.
Nope, not doing it.
You won't do it?
No. It's either loser does all, or we're not fucking doing this one. Because on that
No, the loser would still take five.
No, I understand that. But second place doesn't take any.
Bring on the birdie bots.
First off, I don't like jelly beans to begin with. Second off, I've seen videos of people eating these jelly beans, and it's fucking disgusting not doing it. So I'll fucking get stuck with, like, dog food or, like, lawn clippings or some shit like that.
Bring on the birdie bots. So, I'm actually the type of person, I wouldn't even mind losing this bet.
Are you fucking serious?
Wow. Did you hear this? Scary.
I know. So, and that's the kind of, that's the name of them, right? That you're talking about?
Yeah, they're called Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled. So, there's several different colors in there. Our local radio show here in St. Louis will play this game, Good or Gross, and they draw names out of a hat. And you, the listener, has to call in, and you have to guess if that person's getting a good one or a gross one. So, like, they have a white one. It can either be toothpaste or coconut. The brown one is either dog food or chocolate pudding. The green one, lawn clippings or lime.
Hang on, I got the full list here.
Oh, God.
So I'm taking this as different from Jelly Belly?
No, Jelly Belly made it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I just know them as birdie bots.
The multicolor one is either Stinky Socks or Tutti Frutti.
Okay.
Rotten eggs have made all of them puke the second they eat it.
The pink or the peach freckled looking one is either peach or barf.
Yep.
The white and buttery colored one is either caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Yeah.
The green speckled one is booger or juicy pear. The white one is either baby wipes or coconut. The black one is either licorice or skunk spray.
Oh.
The brown one is chocolate pudding or canned dog food. And the darker yellowy white speckled one is either rotten egg or buttered popcorn.
Ugh. The other thing,
and then the bright lime one is either lime or lawn clippings.
The other one we were gonna do is we're not gonna lie, we totally ripped it off of the morning show that I listened to.
Yeah,
and Adrian listens to. It's called the Glory Hole Challenge. Now I don't know if you're familiar with what a glory hole is. If you're not, Google it. Make sure you Google gay glory hole too. Anyway, so the object of that is we blindfold the loser, Keith. And we stick something through a hole that he has to can feel with his face and all that and his tongue or whatever, but he can't use his hand. He has to figure out what it is. We'd use a couple items that he said no. He'd rather do the good or gross. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
So
yeah, I agree with that.
You'd rather do good or gross over the glory hole challenge?
Yeah.
Well, we'd lay down ground rules. It's not like I'd stick my dick through a glory hole. For you guys, at least. Anyway, we'll work on the terms. I'm not ruling it out. I don't like jelly beans to begin with.
It's just one jelly bean, man.
It doesn't matter, man. I fucking hate jelly beans. You know how you fucking hate ketchup?
Yeah.
I fucking hate jelly beans. Like, I've never liked them. Growing up, hated them. No jelly beans. No, they're all gross. We'll talk, though. All right, so let's get into our messages.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we actually had gotten a couple messages on our Facebook page.
Who's going to pull? Does anyone have them pulled up quickly? I'm pulling it up now.
I don't have them on.
Okay.
Right now.
Let's see. Two posts to page recently.
But they are both from, I guess, a loyal listener of ours.
Joe Brickwall. I don't think that he meant to put them both on there.
Joe? I saw Rowdy Rampage.
No, he sent us a message. Just Joe Brickwall posted on our page.
Oh.
All right. Apparently he's a Cubs fan. Poor guy. Joe Brickwall wants to know, who gives you a bigger boner, Madison Rain from TNA or Alana WWE? Adrian.
I answered this question for us.
Well, I need you to go. No, he didn't.
So I did on the page.
I just see Heath.
There should be a... Because I remember responding to that.
I don't see it on there.
I remember seeing a response before that as well, which luckily they were both the same.
Oh, okay. That might have been what threw me off then. Oh, I was just going to have you throw pictures up real quick.
Oh, I can do that too.
Yeah, throw some pictures up real quick. Because I need to I need to be refreshed on Madison Rain before I can, preferably as naked as possible before I can.
Oh, trust me, I tried looking.
Nothing. Damn.
But I had to look up to see what she looked like, and it's like, okay. For me personally, Lana. I mean, definitely Lana. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Wow. Beanbag said, I think Madison. She does cream pies.
How in the hell do you know that?
But yeah, there's your first picture for Madison Rain. Jason.
Oh, I couldn't see. My cup is blocking the chat. Oh my God.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She looks good. But to me, Lana edges her out.
And here is a picture of Lana with her hair down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, hold on here. Let's see. Where the hell is my pointer?
Yeah, and she can have her hair down any day in that position.
Apparently, Madison Rain has a kid. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Madison Rain versus Lana.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's got to be Lana.
You know, normally I'm a titty guy. I really, really am. Maybe I got to go Lana on that one.
Telling you.
I got one more picture of Lana I'm going to show you here, Jason, and it'll probably make you say, yep, definitely Lana.
Okay. But you've only put one out for Madison Rain.
Well, so. I'm not a teenage guy, Jason.
Good God.
I didn't... Hold, I've got to, like, twist my head something fierce.
You see that picture I just put up?
Yep. Lana. Her feet are dirty in that picture.
Well, I mean, she is barefoot on asphalt.
I'm like, speaking of asses, I'd like to see the rear view of that one. Damn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lana it is.
Absolutely.
Wow, that one's almost got me drooling.
There you go, sir.
I don't care if Madison Rain takes cream pies or not, but Lana, good God.
Whew. All right, so yes, your answer across the board between all three R bombers, Lana.
Yep.
All right,
next question.
Yes.
I thought you were reading it.
Oh, I was checking something else. An anonymous message we'd received. Okay, this one was from... Okay, these are the two questions from Roddy Rampage.
Okay.
First one, excuse me, gentlemen. I do have a question for all of you. Would you say your views on backyard wrestling? Do you think it's going on more today than back in the 90s? That's the first one.
My answer to that question is, do I think it's as prominent? No. Because wrestling isn't as popular as it was.
Oh my God, who is that?
Who is what?
Beanbags just put a picture up of someone.
That might be Madison Rain.
I don't know who that is. Holy fuck balls.
But that's some camel toe.
You think?
It's a lot of camel toe.
Oh my God. Anyway, you were saying?
That's Lana.
Oh yeah, definitely Lana.
Then definitely Lana.
Hands down Lana. Oh my God. Anyway, so you don't think it's as prevalent as it was in the 90s?
I don't, just because wrestling isn't as
popular,
isn't as prominent as it was.
Hell, two of the three people on the show were involved in a backyard, basement wrestling promotion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, so as someone that went through that, my views on it are you got to have some degree of safety when you're doing it. As long as you know the guys that you're doing it with and you guys are like, all right, well, we set our boundaries and this is what we're okay with doing. It's God, I hate to say this because this is going to sound super like creepy, but it's a lot like setting up safety words with like bondage girls and stuff like that. You got to have your limits in place before you actually go through with it. As long as you take the necessary precautions to keep you and the people that you're going to do this with safe, I'm okay with it.
So, well, 50 Shades of Backyard Wrestling?
No, oh, God.
Yes.
Okay. So, let's set up a little bit of a backstory. Adrian, we were back in high school. I think you were a senior. I was a junior. We didn't particularly get along great, right?
No, not really.
We didn't really. We didn't overly hate each other, but we weren't best friends like we are now.
Correct.
But I want to say that when we were basement wrestling like that, I didn't really try to hurt you. It was just us screwing around. It's all about, like you said, you have to trust the people you're there with. Were there a couple people I didn't want to wrestle because I didn't trust them? Yeah. Did I wrestle them? No. And we had things banned. Like, we didn't do pile drivers or anything really high impact like that. We did have weapons. We had cookie sheets. And as soon as one of them got out of control, like, who was it? Someone got hit and cut real bad. It wasn't real bad.
By Evan Miller, Matt Miller.
Someone got, I think I might have smacked him with it. We had I smacked someone in the back with a cookie sheet and it cut him. And we immediately stopped what we were doing, got him patched up, got rid of the cookie sheet, promptly replaced it with another one, and went on from there. So I don't have anything against it. As long as you're being careful and you're not doing anything stupid, fuck yeah, do it. If we had a trampoline, that would have been even better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I agree. I don't think it's as big as it was now, or was in the 90s, because it's not as popular.
I mean, sure, you do see some videos pop up now and then of people doing it nowadays. And to me, people are just going a little far with it. I mean, including dropping people through vehicles.
The popularity at the height of this when it was going on in the late 90s, there was around 10 million people watching wrestling every week.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday nights. Now it's about 3 or 4.
I just cannot stop looking at these pictures of Lana. Jesus Christ.
I know. All right.
But Jason, what's our other question?
All right. Our next question, also from him.
Yes. And this is the newest one.
In your opinion, did you think the WWE made the Nation of Domination like the Black Panthers? And how did you feel about Owen Hart joining the Nation? Was it a bold move?
I guess I'll go ahead and start on this one.
Okay.
In a small sense, I would say yes. They kind of did make them out to be a little bit like the Black Panthers in a way.
All right.
And as far as Owen, I think it definitely was a little bit of a bold move on their part. I think it actually worked out for the better. Because, I mean, it really helped out as far as bringing Owen back out there.
Making him relevant at that time.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of showed that, hey, you know, even though you have, like, two different races here, they're, you know, working together. You know, quite good, actually.
Yeah, they were kind of Black Panther-ish. They were, you know, we hate the man. But by the time they brought Owen in, I mean, they were even...
They weren't really the Black Panther-ish.
It was a shell of its former self. Mm-hmm. I mean, because with that you had, I mean, the original Nation was Farouk and...
Crush and Savio Vega?
Was it?
That was the original Nation of Domination.
Wow. Okay.
It was Crush, Savio Vega, and Farouk.
And that's
with
they...
Clarence Mason as the manager, and D'Lo Brown was the guy in the suit that was with them hanging out.
And that's when they split and formed their own gangs. That's right.
Because Farouk kicked everybody out of the Nation except D'Lo Brown.
Yep. And then you had Farouk, D'Lo, the Godfather.
It was Kama Mustafa at first, but yeah, right. It was eventually the Godfather. Yeah.
Or Papa Shango.
Yeah.
Right.
And who was the other one they brought? Who help me out?
It was originally going to be Ahmed Johnson, but then The Rock kicked him and took his spot.
That's right. I'm like, I know it was someone that wasn't supposed to be The Rock, but I couldn't remember. That was real Black Panther, like, at first. But by the time Owen was... I mean, when Owen was in, it was... Who the fuck was in it then? Pretty much everyone knows, but their attitude
changed. It was Mark Henry, D'Lo, The Rock, Owen, and...
Because Mark Henry took Farouk's spot.
That was it.
Yeah.
Because wasn't that also the time that Owen was doing the whole thing, enough is enough and time for a change?
Yeah, it was the Nugget stage.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So no, it wasn't really that bold. They were trying to do something.
No, there was five of them. Hang on. It was The Godfather too. Sorry. Yeah, the Godfather was. Yeah.
Yeah, because they made fun of him. The DX did.
Right.
Billy Gunn was Kama.
Yeah, Billy Gunn was the Godfather.
Yeah.
No, wait, was he?
Yeah, because X-Pac was Mark Henry.
And it's Ms. Ark Henry. Ms. And then the Road Dogg was B-Lo Brown.
Yeah. Triple H was The Rock. Yeah. Jason
and then
Sensation
Jason Station was Owen. Said China was just China still.
Yeah, because, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Anyway, Beanbag says it wasn't over the top enough to beat Black Panthers, but it did Owen well. I think it did Owen Wells too.
Yes.
I don't necessarily think that it was a bold move. I wouldn't call it a bold move, but it was a smart move.
It made sense.
Yeah, I mean, it made no sense whatsoever.
Well, it kind of
we watched the Raw where Owen joined it, and it was like, what the hell? Why did that even happen? And it was like, well, I'm turning heel. That's all there was to it.
Was it?
Yeah, because remember whenever we did the live, or we did the. Where we recorded the episode from the convention center for Archon.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Wow.
Because that just happened to be the Raw that we reviewed.
I forgot we did that one at Archon. Holy crap.
Wow.
You're right. It didn't make any sense. Yeah, because he just kind of came out and did. I'm like, we're like, what?
Yeah.
Wow. Live comment. I forgot. We got to do another one. That was kind of fun. Maybe not our account, but that was definitely fun. All right. That's it for our questions. Oh, no. You need to chime in. You've more or less chimed in.
Yeah, I did.
All right. All right. We want to do anything else?
You know, I'm good.
Let me find it here. Yeah. I'm tired. Not even going to lie. Not even going to lie a little bit. If it wasn't a pay-per-view, I didn't want to do a show tonight, but we had to. Anyway,
fair enough.
What do we got coming up, Adrian?
There's some great shows in the network. You can check it out on the website when you just review the shows. You can see what's coming up on the calendar. Check out Greg Popolopoulos' show on Saturday nights, Respect the Mat. Check out everything that we do on the network. Shooting from the Hip. The Wrestling Niche. The
Walkabout.
The Walkabout, if you want to hear people be racist in Australia.
Yes.
But yeah, just check everything out there. Check out our featured podcast. Check out our site partners. Check out the cool, great articles that Paul Jordan writes. Check out my handsome good looks.
I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Send us an email at thearbaum@gmail.com. You can send us personal messages. Yeah, I got nothing else.
All right, guys. Well, play us out with a little
Chris Jericho, King of
Chris Jericho, King of My World.
So we will do the no shit. What am I doing? I'm skipping a whole spot here. Hold on. Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hobbs, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
A big bad booty daddy.
Pipe bomb over.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our Bond.
Fuck this shit, nigga.
to